and bring the family to downtown Seneca for the magical musical Holiday Light Show.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Takes a snap. Here comes Freshman. He's hit it strong. Xavier Thomas. Hello, number three.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah.
Carolina Flooring Specialist, call them today, 404-8158, 404-8158. I love Carolina Flooring Specialist. I love my garage floor. You could love yours, too. High-performance epoxy-based flooring. It works. Here's why it works more than anything else. As I was working in my yard yesterday, I was thinking, boy, I need to just hire lawn people to do this. If I working around cleaning out my attic, I don't need to hire people to do this. I need to hire people to do my garage floor. That's what I did. They move everything out. They move everything in. You don't move a finger, and it looks great as a result of it. Whenever anyone asks me about what's it cost and square footage and things like that, I don't really know. It changes, and I don't ever quote prices on here, but I can tell you this, that most people, when they hear what it costs, they are surprised, because what they think it is more of, or where they think they're getting, it's going to be so much more. And bottom line is that it's another great example of our friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist making the upstate even better. Call them today. Get in touch with them today. No obligation phone call. Be a great Christmas present as well. It's Carolina Flooring Specialist. Call Tim Worley, 404-8158. 404-8158. Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrated.com. Good morning, Paul. Did you survive another early signing day 2.0?
have to be able to bounce back the way this new format is, because right. Recruiting still goes the next day and the next day and on to February. So, but yeah, it was probably even more eventful than last year's early signing day, even though there were more decisions for Clemson that morning. With a full cast, a lot of activity, and it's interesting how the cycle has evolved now under the new rules.
Well, and really, we'll talk much more about this in the next few weeks, but January and what that kind of means. But there's some other things. I want to review the class a little bit, but there's news that will happen today, and it's just been seemingly, he's a kid in Will Putnam that is not doing it for the attention. He seems to, Paul, to be a guy that's truly torn. Am I right in that assessment?
Hey, yes, Putnam, the four-star offensive lineman out of Tampa, Florida. You know, he took it, taking his official to Auburn back in September, Florida State in October, and then Clemson in November. And I think certainly Auburn and Florida State did their part in opening the door there. But Clemson, you know, was a school that had interested him, you know, after his official or his unofficial visit back in the spring. He wanted to see them one more time before he really advanced his decision. And I don't think Clemson was, you know, really either in the top two at that point. With the official visit there, I think Clemson really muddied the waters for him. And so as he's taken time, really in a full month since his visit, and he had intended to announce his decision in advance of signing this week. But I think there were a lot of things for him to kind of process and go through. And, you know, I think that kind of led to a lot of the indecision that we've particularly seen over the course of this past week.
Do you think, has a decision been made, you think, now, finally?
I believe a decision has been made, or else he wouldn't be signing today.
Okay. If you had to guess, when was that decision made?
I think this week is fair to say. Right. I think that probably, I don't know that he had the decision made coming out of the weekend. Perhaps he did, perhaps he didn't. But I think as you've gotten closer to the signing ceremony, you know, if you've made it this far, why not just wait and carry the suspense into the announcement, just for the fun of it, if you're that kid. And you've got grandparents coming in and all that, and it becomes a fun little event. Now, do I know exactly when in his mind he knew? I don't, but I think I don't think he goes into this morning without having, told anybody or in his mind having a pretty clear idea of where he wants to go.
With that said, Clemson fans are talking about how what a key recruit it is for Clemson and Clemson football recruiting. I get that. But could you say maybe even more for Florida State recruiting, considering the state of their offensive line?
Oh, I think it's really tough to say for, how much does one offensive lineman truly make a difference based on what that the situation is there. I think for the optics, for both schools, he's an important recruit. I think if you're for Florida State, obviously, as with them losing Sam Howell yesterday, I don't think there's a lot of great positive vibe going right now for Willie Taggart and his staff, within the fan base and within the media down there. And so with a kid who, while he lives in Tampa and has been there, he's been there 2 years. He's not a lifelong Florida kid. But losing an in-state guy that they led for over time would be another rough look. If you're hoping to use use recruiting to demonstrate your momentum, and you hired Willie Taggart really because of his recruiting prowess there, I think being able to missing on Putnam would be a pretty big blow to go into January recruiting period, where they really need three or four offensive linemen still, and that was their key need coming into this class. And I think they've only got two, three right now, commitment-wise. So it would be a bad look for Florida State, yes. Well, while for Clemson, I think it's more, I think interior offensive line was a need this year, and so we've seen that in kind of the direction they've gone with Hunter Rayburn and Caleb Boating. To demonstrate again that Clemson, after having some misses throughout the cycle along the offensive line, I think if they were able to close strong with a prospect we have ranked number 106 nationally, I think would probably underscore for Dabo Swinney that, hey, things aren't so bad as sometimes message boards indicate.
Well, and message board people, well, let's just wait till the dust settles before you really make that kind of a statement.
Yeah.
Mr. Orr24 tried to convince me this morning that, A, when they accidentally released Crouch and Putnam on their video on Facebook, that means they're really signing them. And textures are trying to convince me this morning that since Sam Howell flipped from Florida State to North Carolina, this is going to be a big factor. Any comments on either of those peripheral things and how it might affect Will Putnam's decision?
Well, for one, I think just mistakes can be made by various people. While conspiracy theories are fun, I would not put any weight into what happened with the video. As far as Sam Howell goes, I don't think Sam Howell flipping necessarily changes anything for Putnam, but I do think it probably underscores for him that one of the drawbacks to Florida State, as you're making your list of pros and cons, is the instability there, where you've only got, who are you going to be blocking for? You've got really one quarterback on the roster in James Blackman, and certainly they will try for Justin Fields. But Ohio State will be formidable there. What would you be stepping into? And I think just the one of the reasons why the door with Florida State was open was their instability, and how this recruiting class has unfolded so far has really only underlined that. Particularly as even if they have an idea of who Florida State's offensive coordinator and offensive line coach will be, which has not been made public yet or come to fruition.
Are you in Tampa, Florida?
I'm not in Tampa, Florida. I made those drives back in the Deion Kane and Ray McLeod days, and I've had my fun doing that.
Okay, good.
But not indicative of where I would think where I think Will Putnam will go, whether it would be Clemson or Florida State or Auburn, the other third finalist.
You've had 200,000 Will Putnam updates. Will you have another one before the 1 o'clock announcement? I know you have one up now. Will we have another one before the 1 o'clock announcement?
We do anticipate having another another Will Putnam update before he announces this morning.
Okay, good. Finally, switching gears, Kavarius Couch, what's time frame, timetable, storylines, back and forth, kind of catch us up here.
Kavarius Couch is kind of an ever-moving target. You know, we reported, Rivals reported yesterday, that he had sent in his financial aid, his paperwork to all three schools, which is the financial aid agreement, which really just gets the ball rolling, frankly, for you to be able to enroll in the school. It's non-binding. It's not that important. The fact that he's a mid-year enrollee, and he sent it to all three, whether that shows anything, it doesn't really tip a hand, but it does indicate that he's at least playing the game still with all three. There has been discussion that he could sign somewhere quietly, as quietly as you can, I suppose, by the end of this early signing period, and then would announce his decision January 5th at the U.S. Army All-American Game in San Antonio, Texas. But, he doesn't really even have to sign. He can, the financial aid paperwork and everything that gets you going really enables you, once you fill out the application process and do all those things, to just enroll in the school whenever you want to. A letter of intent is really just ceremonial and has the purpose of binding you to a school. So he doesn't have to sign early, and I don't think there's any guarantee that he will sign early, but it's something that is being monitored. And then if he does sign early, how does word get out or not? There is varying success rates among recruits who did that last winter. So, I still think the way circumstances are shaped, that if he were to sign this week, that would put the advantage in Tennessee's favor. And I still probably believe that the Vols have the highest odds there.
This comes as a slight surprise because what a lot of people had thought, I think you included, is that Tennessee was out recently. What happened for – was Tennessee really out? Did they get back in, or were they never really out?
I think among the factors are that like a lot of teenagers, Crouch is an impressionable young man. And so things have been fluid and changed quite frequently. So, you're in until you're not and vice versa in this recruitment. So, I think they're relationships matter and who carries the influence around a prospect matter. So there are varying factors in which I think the circumstances have changed, probably over the course of a month or two. Tennessee has done a good job as well of trying to sell Crouch on him being a foundational element there. Whereas Clemson has already won championships, there are talented guys at linebacker and defensive end and other positions there that might impede Crouch's ability to see the field immediately. Whereas Tennessee, I guess their selling point is, hey, we're not very good, come start for us. So, there are varying selling points there that they've done a good job with as well.
Running back, will we see just a complete reset on running back? The Ely thing seems to have faded a little bit. Are you sure? Not sure of anything, but what are the chances Clemson signs a running back, and what are the chances that it's somebody that maybe we're not even talking about at this point?
Well, I think Clemson intends to sign a running back. I don't think you ever make that a hard to fast determination that we are going to take one, because if you do, you might end up having to go to a pretty low bar of prospect to get that. Now, I think Clemson is still involved with Jerrion Ealy. He's not someone that can be written off yet. I think there is just evidence the odds that pro baseball could come into play in the spring and you're running the risk of not getting a running back. So that'll be weighed as well with what other candidates they find out there. I think you spend the next, beyond your Cotton Bowl prep, but you're surveying, okay, who made it through the early signing period? What's out there? You maybe reassess some evaluations and kind of go from there in the start of early January and see what you can get before you truly make a determination on Do I want to take – what kind of running back would I be taking if I took a second running back?
Also, I promised the folks I would ask you about Akeem Dent, about a third cornerback maybe in this class and maybe where that stands. And maybe it's a little too soon. I know we'll talk a lot about that in January, but does that come strictly down to Trayvon Mullen's decision, or would Clemson kind of want to stay it with Dent even if Mullen came back?
I don't know that even if Trayvon Mullen goes pro, that they would pursue Akeem Dent, the Florida State commitment, who at least has not signed through the early signing period here and has expressed the intent not to, but things change with him as well. So I don't know that they even go after him without Mullen, but I do think that if there is somebody that they do go after, should they deem it necessary to go after another defensive back, I think he is would be the prime candidate to do so.
So what will January, in your mind right now, Paul, what's January look like as far as the pursuit and maybe the, mainly even talking about terms by position, what position groups will Clemson be looking at in January?
I think there's some variables there. You know, let's see what happens with Will Putnam this afternoon. Are they in full chase mode for a third offensive lineman in January? Or are they mulling just kind of what's out there? Could they gray shirt? Do they look for, you know, if there's somebody they like as a gray shirt next, you know, they could make that move, I think, in January. You also have to see what attrition comes through not only the NFL draft, but in your discussions with guys, and is anybody leaving for playing time or just hanging it up, things like that. Does that create an extra number to go there? So running back, as we've mentioned, will be one. Could they add another defensive back? I think those are the three positions. I think they've loaded up pretty well at linebacker. You know, could there be another defensive end? Depending on how things go down the stretch, I think there are certain. Those are probably the positions I think where you'd be most likely to see another number added.
All right, let me play a little rapid fire with you right quick in our last segment of this. Zach Orr, we're talking about this earlier. Zach feels very sure about it. In evaluating where we are, T. Higgins and Justin Ross, because we're talking about the receivers and we're going to talk some pronunciation, by the way, here in a second too. But give me an idea. In Paul Strelo's mind, if you had to draft one right now, Mr. Orr 24 says that he likes Justin Ross better than T. Higgins. Who's a better wide receiver, Paul? They're different. Who's better?
Are we drafting the NFL or are we drafting college?
College.
College, I take T. Higgins. NFL, I think Justin Ross has a better upside. Just for the bulk and physicality, you need to play the man's game.
All right. Between, I'm going to say Joseph Ngata. Ngata?
Ngata.
Okay. Hey, there you go. You heard it. Ngata. And Frank Latson. In college, you had to draft one.
In college, if I had to draft one, I will go with I'm going to take Ladson because I think he's played against stronger competition, and I think he's like T. Higgins, the ball skills, the ability to run after catch. I think the athleticism that you see, and God is just a little more of an unknown. No, there's no better film than him out there, but I also don't know as much about the competition he plays, and he plays on a very good high school team.
All right, final one between Ngata, Higgins, Ladson, and Ross. Better college player.
I'm partial to T. Higgins. I love his fluidity, the way what he can do after the catch, the ability to go up and get the ball. I think Ross is going to, I think all those guys have the potential to be special. But I have a preference for T. Higgins' skill set, just personally, a matter of taste.
But really good, a lot of fun to talk about there, too. And you didn't dodge the question, man. You did great. I'm not going to ask you who Will Putnam's going to sign with because I don't want you to dodge that. Tell us about Tiger Illustrated and what do you have planned today and what do you have planned for the next few days?
You know me well. Lots going on at like I said, we should have a little more on Will Putnam today. Obviously, a lot of things changing with Kavaris Crouch down the stretch here. So, and Clemson's Clemson will have more spots that we will track going into January combined with, you know, this is really where they start making their moves for a lot of the juniors that are the foundation for next class and leading into their elite junior day next month. So recruiting goes full swing here, or continues, despite the early signing day, as well as we'll have a lot of coverage from the Cotton Bowl, Larry and I will, around Christmas time.
Can't beat it. Paul, I hope your family, I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. Great job on everything yesterday. Can't wait to visit with you next week. And again, Merry Christmas to you and your family. Thanks for your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. It's Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrated.com. I want to get Zach Orr's thoughts on that after a short break. Granger, Nissan of Anderson, home of lifetime warranty, proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. The right now 448 vehicles. We talk about it all the time that it is about inventory. It's like location. Get in touch with them. The year-end events are going on right now. The 2019 Altimas are there right now. All the 18s have to go. The great truck lines, the great SUV lines, everything is there. They're moving to a new facility pretty soon here. Granger Nissan, again, proud partners of Clemson Tigers, home of the lifetime warranty. 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Call them today. You know what? Put a big bow on something in the driveway. 324-0650, Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. We'll come back. Phone calls, open phone lines right after this.
Hey, Tiger fans. This is Michael Thacker with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting in the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage, service, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Clemson Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Christmas. The season of giving.
Are you ready?
At Ingles, we know that nothing brings a family together quite like the holidays. This Christmas, let's give what's in our hearts, thoughtfully and cheerfully.
This week at Ingles, Del Monte Honey Glow Pineapple, $2.98 each. Select sizes in Variety's Food Network Kitchen Inspirations Kit or Cooking Sauce, 2 for $6. And select Starbucks Bag or K-Cup Coffee, $6.98 each. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Hello, beautiful and handsome. I'm Angela Matthews.
And I'm Cindy Jackson. And we're with Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers. And we're here to talk about tips, tricks, and celebrity secrets. And the best celebrity secret is body sculpting.
And no surgery. So what's better, Cindy? Cold sculpting or UltraShape?
Or Vella?
Well, really, they all are great, depending on you. And at Back to 30, we were voted best in the upstate for body sculpting for a reason, because
we have it all.
Back to 30.com, where consultations are always free.
There's no one like you, and this fall, Pandora Jewelry lets you show that to the world with over 150 rings to choose from, crafted from sterling silver, Pandora rose, or 14-karat gold. Now Turner's carries the Pandora University charms, so you can show your team spirit. And Turner's has the new Groove brand silicone tiger paw band and has the only selection of Levion in the tri-state area. It's all happening at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Center Place in Seneca, or online at turnersjewelers.com.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
This is Brock with Tom's Barbecue. My wife Beth and I want to wish you a happy holiday. Come in and try our 8 homemade sauces, including our famous Cheerwine sauce, our scratch-made sides, killer desserts, and low and slow Southern Smoked Barbecue. It won't disappoint. We're open Monday through Saturday, 10:30 to 3, and can cater any event, any size. Holiday party, tailgate, you name it. Let Tom's Barbecue make your special event one to remember. Follow us on Instagram at Tom's BBQ for fun giveaways. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Now through December 31st, it's Supplier Pricing Month at George Coleman Ford, where cars and trucks cost less than travelers rest. They want to close out the year with a bang, so George Coleman Ford is honoring supplier pricing on all new vehicle models. George Coleman Ford guarantees you won't find a better deal on any in-stock new Ford anywhere in the upstate. Act now, because these deals are only good through December 31st. Just mention this ad and get supplier pricing at George Coleman Ford.
The Mattress Outlet in Seneca would like to invite you to shop our end-of-the-year sale. From now until January 5th, save an additional percentage off our already low prices, and you still get your box spring free. And that's not all. For a limited time, if you purchase a premium queen or full-size mattress, you qualify to get an adjustable base for free. Don't miss out on these incredible deals. The end-of-the-year sale at Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 in Seneca, across from Chick-fil-A.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
That's why they get up in the morning.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Thanks to Paul Strelo in the last segment. Quickly, Nick Lavery. He is Clemson's local attorney. Will help get you what you deserve. His office is conveniently located downtown Clemson at 115 Strode Circle. If you've been hurt on the job or are dealing with the aftermath of a car accident or personal injury, if you've been charged criminally, Nick understands your frustration and he's here to help get you back on your feet. If you're purchasing a new home or business, he'll make sure your closing goes smoothly. Nick is a former state prosecutor and a longtime private practice attorney who is ready to help you win. He's been serving our Clemson and upstate communities for more than 20 years. If you're ready to win your case, call Nick Labor today at 864-654-3680.
I cringe every time I hear you talk just because you sound bad, but you don't feel as bad as you sound. I'd rather sound bad and feel better.
I mean, you don't feel great when you have a cold, right?
Right.
But I don't feel terrible. I'm still going to try to drive today.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think that I think you'd be best off waiting till tomorrow. What's the rush?
What's the rush?
Yeah.
The rush is I have to turn around and drive back the day after Christmas, so
yeah.
I'd rather get as much time as possible.
I'd rather you be healthy, though, but be careful is all I'm telling you. Just be careful. You and I had an interesting conversation during the break. I found it interesting that when you said I gave Paul Strelo an out by saying Clemson.
Hey, you don't draft college receivers. You sign them, right? So we were talking about if you had to draft somebody today, it's obviously the NFL we're talking about.
Yeah, but Paul Strelo is not an NFL scout, NFL guy. He's a recruiting guy, and his prognostications are about 4 or 5 stars. When we say 5-star player, 4-star player, we're talking about what they're going to do in college, not what they're going to do in the pros. So, and as a Clemson fan listening today, I think they care much more about how they play at Clemson than they do the NFL.
You asked me earlier in the show, who would you take today, T. Higgins or Justin Ross?
Right.
And I said Justin Ross.
Right.
That is in my mind. The rest of their Clemson careers and what they do at the next level.
Okay. Let me shorten that down for you then. In their Clemson careers.
Still Justin Ross.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Tegan's a great player. I just think Justin Ross is going to be special.
Yeah. That's like Teslas or Lamborghinis or something. I don't. Your choice. You know, knock yourself out, champ. Let me know how it turns out for you. I don't care. And these guys are unbelievable players. One thing that you and I disagree on is I don't think that Clemson fans care a whole lot about, I mean, I think they care how guys do at the next level, but I think they care more about how they do here. So
is that why everybody watches Texans games now?
Do Clemson fans care more about what Deshaun Watson did as a Clemson Tiger or a Houston Texan?
But that's not even a real conversation. They care about what he's doing right now because of the connection to the school.
Sure,
you're not comparing the two. You can do both things.
Here's
you're
my
just
best
missing
example.
The NFL.
Here's
prospects.
My best example of it. Adam Humphries has 204 catches in the NFL. Sammy Watkins has 232 catches. The gap is wider for what Adam Humphries
How
did
many
here.
Touchdowns?
Adam Humphries is not a touchdown guy. He's 9 touchdowns, and Sammy's 28 touchdowns.
So it's not even that close of a gap.
Yeah, but
if 204, we're going to be honest.
No, if we're going to be honest about it, though, I think that Clemson fan, the one example you used is I totally disagree with, and maybe I'm hearing it different than you put it out. C.J. Spiller did not have this great NFL career.
C.J. Spiller was top 10 draft pick in the NFL.
Right.
Yeah.
Did not have a great NFL career.
He's looked upon very fondly for what he did at Clemson.
Right.
As an NFL running back, you could argue he's a bit of a disappointment. He is a disappointment.
No doubt he's a disappointment.
Yeah.
But Clemson fans don't think less of C.J. Spiller because of his NFL career.
I think the NFL career affects the long-term memories of what guys did. And I think an example that – hold on now. I think an example that's going to be evident in the future is the New Hopkins and Sammy Watkins debate. Both here at the same time for a couple of years at least. And Sammy was widely viewed as the better player at Clemson, and he probably was the better player at Clemson. But with what Nuke is doing at the next level and how prominent he is going to be for the next 6, 7, maybe 8 years, and how dominant he's been at the wide receiver position, you're going to look back and it's going to be more favorable in the eyes of Nuke Hopkins than it is Sammy Watkins.
Not for the Clemson career. I think Clemson career...
But I understand that, but at the same time, you got to account for what the guy did in his entire career.
Let me put it to you like this. The two leading rushers in Clemson football history are Raymond Priester and James Davis. And neither were NFL guys. I don't think that anybody that watched Raymond Priester play at Clemson thinks any less of him and what he did here, or James Davis thinks any less of James Davis here for what he did. I firmly believe that Clemson fans care about what they did here. Everything afterwards, you know what? Cherry on top. Great. But we appreciate, love, look forward to here. And my best example of that to you was Tim Tebow. I think Florida fans, he won 2 national championships and a Heisman Trophy, didn't do anything in the NFL. Florida fans don't think less of Tim Tebow because he was not a great NFL guy. That actually, who's a Florida quarterback that's played in the NFL, still in the NFL, had more success than Tim Tebow? Tim Tebow is the greatest Florida Gator and didn't do anything in the NFL. As college fans and fans, I don't have a favorite NFL team. So if they want to go on and have great NFL success, knock yourself out. That's great. But I care much, 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 much more about what you do here as a Clemson guy.
Does it matter how the nation perceives you in the program? Especially considering now the relevance that the Paul carries throughout the entire country?
I think the reason they're recruiting from. Don't get me wrong. The pro game has something to do with it. But the reason that the Paul is relevant now is because Clemson goes to 4 straight playoffs, not because...
I understand that.
...of anything that Nuke Hopkins does. Nuke Hopkins doesn't even say Clemson.
Does it matter to you how the nation perceives you?
To me?
Yeah.
I don't about it.
Yeah, I couldn't disagree with that more. I think it does matter to you.
Me?
I know for a fact it matters to you because you respond to people on the text line, you respond to people on message boards and emails and all of these things. It matters how you're perceived on the national scale, especially when you're so high up and relevant right now as Clemson is. And what these guys do at the next level, what they do, is relevant to the new Clemson fan.
Exactly. The reason that Clemson is relevant is because they won a national championship recently. They've gone to college football playoffs recently.
There's a lot of teams
out there that have their players do great. Okay. LSU players do great at cornerback in the NFL. They don't win championships.
Okay. Here's where you're wrong in this, and here's where I'm right. Let me tell you this.
Okay.
You're wrong in the sense that you're only looking at it at one point of view. You are only assuming you can only exist in the Clemson sphere. I'm telling you, this is more of a Venn diagram, my man. You can look at the Clemson sphere, you can look at the NFL sphere, and they can overlap. And that overlap is important for both aspects. What they do at the next level and what they do at Clemson are equally as important in terms of their long-term viewpoints and history of Clemson and the NFL.
Not equally important. Not equally. Not to Clemson fans.
Okay. We're going to disagree on it. That's fine.
You know, you're an NFL guy. I'm not an NFL guy. Simple as that. Larry Williams texts in. Woody Dantzler. Didn't do anything in the NFL. Woody Dantzler is revered here.
Sure.
At Clemson.
He is revered here, but he's also not among the top quarterbacks here anymore because the guys are having more success in the NFL.
Adam Humphries has had NFL success. Clemson fans don't look back as Adam Humphries as being this.
No, and that was your first Hall argument about Sammy Watkins, and they are the numbers aren't close.
Right.
They have similar receptions. Sammy has 20 more touchdowns.
Brown.
He's got 20 more touchdowns.
Jerron Brown was a better NFL guy than Clemson. Clemson fans don't look back at Jerron Brown as on the Mount Rushmore of Clemson wide receivers. They had Jerry Butler didn't have a great NFL career. Good, but not great NFL career. We think of Jerry Butler, he's in the Ring of Honor here.
Both of these things can exist.
They can.
And they do.
But to Clemson fans, it is much, 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 much more important what you
do. What Clemson
here.
Fan? Because there's always new fans coming in, isn't there? People get on board with Clemson. There's guys in Houston right now that are Clemson fans because Deshaun Watson went to Clemson and because Nuke Hopkins went to Clemson. They know that school because of those guys now. You're always building your fan base and your program.
Sure.
Those things matter.
Right, right. I don't doubt that. I met a guy on a plane who's a Houston, Texas fan. He was pulling for Clemson during the regular season because of Deshaun Watson. He's a Houston, Texas fan. I get that. I'm talking about for our listener base.
This is a great
point.
Is Brian Dawson more revered at Clemson because of his NFL success?
Sure. No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
NFL success helps recruiting in the brand. There's no doubt about that.
It does, but people forget how good he was here.
People forget he went here until he did stuff in the NFL and is now a Hall of Famer in the NFL.
Yeah. I would dare say that if you took a survey, a poll, I think that they care much, 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 much more about what they do here than they do in the NFL. Just a thought. 654 Roar, 654-76. Maybe I'm totally wrong. Maybe I'm just completely. Taj Boyd's a great example of it. I give you many more examples of it than you can give me examples of the NFL. Taj Boyd is revered here. People love him here. Didn't do anything in the NFL. People think Taj Boyd he's a Hall of Famer here. He is loved here.
Sure. But what was the guy that followed him, right?
What?
The guy that followed him was revered here, loved here, won a national championship, finished in the top three of the Heisman voting. But he's having a decent NFL career. He's going to have a good NFL career.
Yeah.
Those things are going to matter.
If Taj won a national championship here and then didn't get into going to the NFL, no, Tim Tebow, that's my example. Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow is a great example of this from my side of it. He's playing a different sport now. He wasn't the reason Florida won those national championships. They had unbelievable teams. He wasn't the sole reason for that, was he?
Tim Tebow is the greatest player in University of Florida football history.
Okay. He's the most important, sure. But I wouldn't argue that he was the sole reason that they won those games. He was the emotional leader of that team. He wasn't a good NFL player.
He was a terrible NFL player.
Those things matter.
I don't think it matters to Florida fans. I don't think that Florida fans feel worse about Tim Tebow because he didn't play in the NFL. Maybe I'm wrong on that. I do want to take a short break. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up in the final segment of your week. We're going to be here tomorrow. I hope you're careful on the road, man. I don't want you going. Just hang out here. Let's get you well and let's get the roads a little bit better. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Wrap things up. Final segment of the show right after this.
This Saturday, things heat up on the basketball court as Brad Brownell's Tigers head down I-26 to take on the South Carolina Gamecocks in hopes of making it three in a row over our rivals from Columbia. Tigers! Broadcast begins at 1:30 with first tip at 2 right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Are you over 40? Need more stamina? Don't like what you see in the mirror? Optinos is your answer. Optinos is clinically proven to increase your stamina, gain lean muscle, and improve your overall physique. Optinos works on a genetic level, so your body utilizes more carbs and fats for energy and stores protein directly into your muscle tissues. Optinos has all natural ingredients that are proven safe for men and women of all ages. Get started today. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24/7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's time for the 2018 year-end closeout sale at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. Over 100 new and certified pre-owned vehicles in stock, plus 45 years of location experience. If they don't have it, they can find it. The Edwards family was recently voted Oconee's best new and used dealer for 2018 for the eighth year in a row. Remember, no dealer fees, and ask about the low price guarantee. Get in on all the year-end savings at Edwards Auto Sales on Blue Ridge Drive in Walhalla.
Local Q will make your next event one to remember. Let us bring the Q to you, offering full-service catering functions or drop-off self-service events. We'll bring our famous barbecue to you and help you kick off the fun with cornhole, giant Jenga, or some classic board games. When you want to make it a party, Local Q is what you do. Learn more now online at localq.com. Beer, barbecue, and board games. It all comes together with Local Q.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Dixon up the middle, crosses the 50, picks up a couple of blocks, comes right side, gets in the numbers, crosses the 35, 30. He's at the 20, he's at the 15, he's at the 10, he's at the 5, touchdown.
We are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Final segment of the show. I want to tell you about our friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. You know, we got the pickleball call the other day. People talking pickleball. We still get people that I know go down for tennis, go down for fishing, go down for golf. We get it all. I do want to talk a little bit about golf, and I do want to talk about the advantages of Palmetto Dunes with their wonderful staff. I want to talk about Palmetto Dunes with their people that's able to help you out with their golf lessons and what Doug Weaver does. I want to talk to you about their variety of packages with their golf, you know, the nine-hole stuff, the stay-and-play packages, two rounds, three rounds, multi-round discounts, extra play, different times of the year. They do a great job with that. They package these things really well. And really, they're able to do that, too, because all three golf courses are completely 100% different. I mean, you can't get more different than the Jones course, the Fazio course, the Hills course. They're just all totally different. I love this idea. It's Palmetto Dunes, PalmettoDunes.com. Get in touch with them. They would love to accommodate you, your family, your golf trip, your family unions, your businesses. They'd love to take care of you. Corporate outings, let them do it. Palmetto Dunes, PalmettoDunes.com. Wrapping up the year on the PGA Tour, for the calendar year at least, but heading into next year, right now we have four players in the top 100 in the FedEx Cup points. Kevin Kisner's number 85. Bill Haas is number 69. Lucas Glover's number 28. And Richie Rowinski is number 21 on that FedEx Cup points list at this time. Is Dustin Johnson not on there? I didn't see Dustin. Dustin's not played a whole lot in this wraparound season. He will a little bit later on, but no, don't see him in that list right now. So that's where you are as far as our the FedEx Cup points ending the calendar year and then moving forward into next year. That's our Palmetto Dunes golf report. I'll just encourage you this. Dustin's 146, by the way. I would encourage you to do this.
Just get on their email list and you'll love it. It's Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com.
How many is Dustin Johnson won?
He's only played in one event in this season, and he is number 146 on the FedEx Cup.
Do you think Dustin Johnson is more revered for his time at Coastal or his time on the PGA Tour? Interesting.
So it's 100% different.
I'm just asking.
It's 100% different.
Hey, man, if you want to make wild accusations and crazy analogies like you're known for, I can do the same.
100% different.
I love analogy, close. Mickey. We haven't had analogy, Mickey. Oh, well, we had him yesterday, actually. The recruiting analogy was actually one of your better ones. The hit it within 5 feet, 10 feet, 20 feet. It was good. It was a good one for you.
All of them are equally brilliant.
Well.
No, that's true. Paul is in Ennery, South Carolina. Good morning, Paul. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
All right, buddy. I couldn't agree with you 100%, Mickey. I mean, it's no contest. I mean, I care what they do in Clemson. I watch the NFL, too, but I'd rather have a great player at Clemson than have a great player in the NFL.
Ben Bowyer.
Take Hunter Renfro.
Hunter Renfro.
If he goes to the pros and say he gets cut and he never plays, he's not real good, you think we're going to like him less? We're not going to thank him as one of the greatest players in Clemson history? Yeah. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense what he's saying. I mean, I could care less what they do in the pros. I care what they do at Clemson.
Right.
I mean, look at all the great players. Like you said, Woody Danzler, Charlie Whitehurst. You take all those guys, you know, Charlie's known for, you know, winning, beating South Carolina 4 years in a row. We love this guy. But I could care less if he didn't have a great career, you know. I mean, he made a lot of money in the pros. I mean, you know, holding a clipboard, you know. But who cares? I mean, I'm 100% with you on this one, Mickey.
Thank you, Paul.
No doubt.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too.
Yeah.
We have four more. Let's get to Ken in Powdersville. Ken, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey. I got a little bit of different mixed opinion on this. I like Deshaun Watson, and I followed Deshaun Watson with the Texans. And I like Nuke Hopkins at the Texans. But I've got a little problem with Nuke Hopkins in that when they announce his name, they say Daniel High School instead of Clemson. Now then, on Spiller, I respect more as a pro than I do him at Clemson. I love him playing at Clemson, and I'm proud he played here. And he'll always be part of my Clemson family. But the thing I like more about him as a pro is that he didn't forget Clemson. He comes back. We see him sitting in the basketball arena. We see him over here at football games. He's a Clemson man. And to me, it's what you do after you leave Clemson, not what you're doing at Clemson. I mean, I want you to do good at Clemson, but when you do good at Clemson and go to that next level, I want you to remember Clemson. And I don't see enough of that happening.
I agree, Ken. That's a good point, man. Thanks for your phone call. I appreciate you pointing that out. It's a different way of thinking about it, but what you think about us is important, too. Bill is in Powdersville. Hey, Bill, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I wanted to chime in on Mickey. I think I kind of disagree with you a little bit.
Okay.
It's not that they're not important in Clemson, because they are super important, but when they get that next level, they still represent Clinton. I'm like what the last caller had said, that Hopkins says he's from Daniel High School. And when you look at how many people go in the NFL, people recruit from the colleges to go to the NFL because that's where the money is. So I'm thinking that, hey, if you see a lot of players from Clemson in the NFL, that represents Clemson directly. So I would think that's a positive thing on Clemson. And I agree with the Hopkins thing. He says he's from Daniel High School. I don't really appreciate that. I'm all about remembering Clemson.
Yeah. Well, I understand. They do. One point I totally agree with you. They do use that in recruiting because kids do want to make a bunch of money. Bill, I appreciate your phone call on that subject. 654 Roar. What? What's that look for?
I said that, and you couldn't agree with me, but you agree with Bill.
I get what you're saying. I'm just saying that if it is an either or,
but it's not. It's a Venn diagram.
I know what a Venn diagram is. I understand that.
Okay, I can draw one for you.
No, I understand that they intersect. I get it.
Yeah, they intertwine there.
There's so many great examples of it. I don't think that people think Jerron Brown or Adam Humphries or we don't have Jerron Brown, Adam Humphries jerseys around here, but we have Ben Bowyer jerseys still.
Okay.
So what you do here is more important to Clemson fans than the NFL.
I don't agree with you.
Because you're wrong. Jersey Jack is up next. Jersey Jack, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Doing great. Top of the morning, guys.
You too, buddy.
Hey, really loved the non-drama yesterday for signing day. It was wonderful to see all of our recruits and commitments come through. No turning over a hat, pulling some shirt out of a bag. It was definitely the way it should have been, and Dabo and his staff did a just wonderful job. Now, to your current point, I got to agree with Zach a little bit. Zach, hope you have a safe trip up north. Fly low, blind, but stay safe. The whole encompassing of the brand Clemson is exemplified not only while you're being recruited as a student athlete and what you do after. It is a total picture of why Dabo wants to bring kids in to grow them as men, and that is becoming an NFL player or in a career that you can come back and say, okay, this is what this guy did after he played football at Clemson. One of the great things about today graduation is, hey, Fawcett, I was going to get an MBA degree today. I mean, how cool is that?
Yeah.
So that's very cool. And if you read the story about Joe Ngata, or Ngata, however you pronounce it, his dad wants him to get an MBA degree. I mean, a master's degree is the minimum that he wants to get here at Clemson, or at least before he finishes school. So it's an all-encompassing picture of what Clemson means to our student athletes and to our alumni and to our fans.
Great.
So I agree with Zach, but you know, have a good topic this morning, guys. And hey, have a great weekend, and hope this rain goes out sometime soon. We'll play some golf.
I'd love to, Jack. Man, I always appreciate your input. Thanks for calling in. Thanks an awful lot.
All right, have a good one.
Bye. All right, buddy. 654 Roar. We have time maybe for one. Sneak one more in here. 654 Roar. I wish I could get to all the texts, all of the tweets. Texter said Emmitt Smith says hi. Emmitt Smith left Florida early. Emmitt Smith didn't win any championships at Florida. Emmitt Smith is not thought of in the University of Florida the way that Tim Tebow is thought of. For that texter that just sent that in. Bill in Greenville says Spurrier was better than Tebow.
But it works for my argument then.
No, I'm not trying to say that. Well, again, you can try to frame it for your argument or not. I'm just telling you what University of Florida fans feel and Tim Tebow feel. Tim Tebow is the single most revered athlete in the history of the University of Florida. So I can't help that.
I'm framing, but you're not framing. You're just taking
telling
facts.
You the facts. Oh, okay. My facts don't care about feelings.
Oh, there it is.
My facts are that Tim Tebow is University of Florida football.
Okay.
Simple as that.
Simple as that.
Yeah, no doubt. We had a bunch of quarterback needs. Let me... Oh, my Brad Hughes Acts of Forgiveness Award. I'm a good hands of Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands of Allstate. I call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com and get in touch with him at bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my great friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency, the guy that I trust with everything. Zach, did you notice yesterday the kid that flipped from Ohio State to Georgia, the quarterback? Did you notice yesterday that we had another article, Mark Slaybaugh's article, out about Justin Fields transferring at Ohio State is one of the teams that he's listed now. Did you notice yesterday that DeAndre Francois is being mentioned now as a transfer candidate? And did you notice yesterday that Khalil Tate is returning to Arizona? Quarterback controversy, quarterback flipping, quarterback transferring, quarterback this, quarterback that. When I was had my recruiting magazine, quarterback's dads called me. Running backs dads never call. Offensive lines dads never call. Defensive line, no, nobody, they or seldom would ever call. Quarterbacks dads do all this stuff. It starts at home long before that. The other thing I can tell you is that Josh Williams on the show tomorrow has an interesting stat about quarterback transfers and about why it worked out with how it doesn't work out with so many guys and quarterbacks transferring. It seems like now we need a whole new website. And the website is quarterback transfers and where they're going and where they're flipping to. Let's sneak one more in the final minute before our two-minute drill. Joel in Greenville, thanks for hanging on. Joel, I got about a minute, man. Go right ahead.
All right, let's go, Nick. So I was kind of calling in just to talk about this pro Clemson stuff.
I think it's a Venn diagram, but the pro piece of it is smaller, for at least the Clemson fan, and how they view a player is smaller than the Clemson circle. And here's the thing. If you look at a guy like Brian Dawkins, for instance, had a good Clemson career, but he had to have a Hall of Fame pro career to be, you know, remembered at Clemson. And the same thing for Emmitt Smith. Good college player, but had to have best running back ever type career in the NFL to even be, like, in that sphere of best players at Florida ever. So I kind of agree with you as far as how I view players from Clemson. But the pro does have an impact, but not as big as the college game itself.
Good point, Joe. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks a lot. Hope you listen. Tomorrow's show, by the way, we will be listening, or we'll be talking about Christmas, sports Christmases. What do you want sports Santa to bring your Christmas team or Christmas individual? So looking forward to that. Hey, skip the music. This is your final pre-Christmas 2-minute drill.
Yeah, I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays. Enjoy it. Have a safe travels to any of the homes you're traveling to enjoy the festivities with family and friends. And we will talk to you on the 27th. Looking forward to it and cannot wait for it.
You're not going to take the rest of the year off. You just got a mad sixer going on.
No, I'm taking two days.
Good God.